everybody, welcome to Mai's Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Mai.
Turn around, look at what you see in her face. The mirror of your dream.
Make believe I'm everywhere, give it in the light. Written on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story.
I wanted to open this episode with a song, The Never Ending Story, performed by Dustin and Susie in the TV show Stranger Things. This song is about the idea that no matter what we go through, there is always more to learn and discover. The song encourages us to look at our dreams in the mirror, believing in what we want to achieve. This song is from the same name 1984 fantasy movie, which is based on the novel Neverending Story, written by the German Michael Ende in 1979. Maybe you didn't get it, but the topic of today is fantasy, which can be defined as the activity of imagining impossible or improbable things. Fantasy is a way to idealize a person or a situation, dwelling on advantages and ignoring deficiencies. It is an idea with no basis in reality that could be turned into a song, a poem, a novel, or a movie. But I don't want to talk about it relating to daydreaming, but to literature. What kind of words do you associate with fantasy novels? Dragons, unicorns, fairies, witches, mermaids, magic, and adventures could be some words recalling the fantasy genre. In general, fantastical elements have always been part of storytelling, as evidenced by gods, mysterious creatures, and magic that were found in mythologies, folklore, and religious texts. Fantasy is a genre about anything, anywhere, anytime, with essentially no limitations on what is actually possible. Setting imaginary different universes that do not contain any technology elements or take place in a dystopian society. Let's take this journey to discover the fantasy world. And to be honest, it was hard to select the novels to mention. Before starting, I want to remember that this genre was related to children's literature, but actually, it is not like that anymore. Harry Potter, The Chronicle of Narnia, and The Lord of the Ring are some classic examples, to which I will dedicate an entire episode. Just every day. On March 2nd, Harry Potter episode will be released, and on July 29, it will be released, the Tolkien episode. Let's begin by picking a beautiful fantasy novel released in 1999 by Neil Gaiman, Stardust. The story is set in the tiny town of Wall in England, on the border of the magical fantasy kingdom of Stormhold. The protagonist is a young Tristan Thorne, who is madly in love with the beautiful Victoria, and he vows to find a star for her after they see it fall from the night sky. But it is not what you actually expect. I don't want to ruin anything, but I can suggest you as well to watch the 2007 movie adaptation starring Claire Danes, Charlie Cox, Robert De Niro, and Michelle Pfeiffer. Of course, after reading the novel. The second fantasy novel is actually a saga called The Spiderwick Chronicles, written by Tony Dieter Lizzi and Holly Black, which follows the adventures of Grace's siblings, twins Simon and Jared, and their older sister Mallory. They discovered a world of fairies that they never knew existed. Recently, I saw a trailer for the upcoming TV show based on the novels. It will be released on April 19. Another fantasy franchise that maybe you don't know because it was not translated into English is the one written by Licia Troisi, The Chronicles, The Wars, and The Legends of Emerge World. It was a beautiful saga composed by 9 books that kept me company before the years of high school, when the time for reading became less. Now let's go on mentioning 2 franchises that I've never finished reading, but I'd like it. The Witcher and its Dark Materials. The first is written by Polish writer Andrzej Sapkowski. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. The franchise explores the legend of the Witcher Geralt of Rivia, the witch Yennefer of Fingerberg, and Princess Ciri. If you never heard about novels, video games, or TV shows related, the Witchers are monster hunters with superhuman abilities that kill dangerous creatures. I've only read the first 3 novels, and to be honest, I don't know why I stopped. The second is the trilogy written by Philip Pullman, which takes place across a multiverse, moving between many parallel worlds. The story follows Lyra Bellacqua and Pantalaimon, her demon, as she investigates rumors of children being separated from their own spiritual companion. Demons are an external physical manifestation of a person's inner self that takes the form of an animal that can change and settle into a form that reflects their mature personality. I've read just the first, and it still fascinates me that I started to watch again the TV shows about it, which in the past I've left after 2 episodes, and as well to read the books. This trilogy also alludes to concepts from physics, philosophy, and theology that have attracted controversy for its criticism of religion. But the author didn't stop, and there are as well 3 novellas related to the first novel and a prequel trilogy called The Book of Dust. And the final chapter will be released in 2024. Let's wait to know more. Anyway, there are so many author fantasy saga to present, but I don't have enough time. Maybe I just list some of them before concluding. Cassandra Clare is best known for her best-selling series The Mortal Instruments, which became a TV show called Shadows Hunters. Sarah Jennet Moss, known for her fantasy series Throne of Glass, A Court of Thorns and Roses in Christian City. And Leif Bardugo, best known for The Shadow of Embone and 6 Crows. Nowadays, there is a new fantasy flow about the retelling of mythology and folklore stories, but I want to mention only 2 women authors that are really popular. First is Madeline Miller, known for writing mythological realism. Maybe you have heard about the Song of Achilles or Circe, which were published respectively in 2011 and 2018, but only during the pandemic period they became bestsellers, if I can properly recall. Second is Jennifer Sain, a British novelist who has brought fascinating women from Greek myth to life. In order, Ariadne in 2021, Electra in 2022, Atlanta in 2023, and Hera, which will be released in May 2024. In my opinion, in the last years, there were lots of releases in the fantasy genre that actually didn't involve me as much as the most recent as much. For example, as the most recent one, The Imperium by Rebecca Rose. I've read only Fourth Wing because in social media everyone was talking about it, so I read it, but I didn't like it so much. I'll always allow new fantasy releases to be chosen as my free time reading, and therefore one of my book club picks of February was The City of Stardust, written by Georgia Summers, released at the end of January 2024. The story is about a family curse, and the protagonist is Violet Heavily, determined to break it. I've started to read only a few pages. I didn't have so much time to read, to be honest. But it's okay. Now, I think it's time to close this episode, and thank you, dear listeners, for the support. Don't live in your fantasy, but try to make it real to be able to live it. Stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.